Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Well, it's great to have you with us today. This year, we have prophetically declared it to be the year of seed all year, threading through our songs, our sermons, all of our community discussions have been the thought of seed, that God wouldn't give you a great harvest to grow without first giving you the seed to sow. And today we start another revisit, if you like, really focusing on seed. And my hope is that there would be a real reminder of the great harvest and seed responsibility and calling and anointing that God has for you. Jesus purchased our freedom on that cross, not so that we could just survive, but so that we could thrive, be everything that he's called each one of us to be. Grab your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians 9 if you like. It's a bit of a theme for us this year. And I think today we're going to get very, very practical, very, very rubber hits the road when it comes to seed sowing in a day and age where, and a season, particularly at the moment, where there's such a pressure around finance, pressure around provision, where there's a lot of stress, worry, anxiety, concerns about today, our families, the future. Maybe you're carrying some of those burdens. I think that these passages really need to be something that we hold on to at the moment. In 2 Corinthians 9, it says this: remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not grudgingly, not reluctantly, or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in great thanksgiving to God. I think it's an incredible passage with so much to be unpacked about seed sowing. But to get practical and personal, I want to look at a psalm where we read very much about the moment and the journey of seed sowing and the toll and the tax and the faith it takes to sow. And I think there might be some people here today who this would speak to, exactly how you're feeling at the moment. It's definitely something that we're all going to feel at certain moments in our lives, where sowing is such a confrontation for our hearts, our souls, our flesh, and our mindsets, our mental health. Everything about us is screaming, don't sow. Yeah, if we're going to be what 2 Corinthians speaks of, sowers towards the great harvest that God has for us, we've got to deal with this. We're going to learn to draw on the Holy Spirit, draw on the freedom through Jesus that we have, draw on his promises. And these are the moments that separate the men from the boys. These are the moments where you can really tap into that supernatural, incredible provision that God has. In Psalm 126, it says this: when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out with weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves or armfuls of blessings with them. You know, these people were sowing in spite of emotion. They had every emotion but an enthusiasm to sow. They were sowing in spite of circumstance. There wasn't any reaping yet. There were no armfuls, bountiful armfuls and abundance of provision and harvest yet. They were sowing in spite of everything they were feeling and everything they were facing. Have you ever thought, when it comes to being a seed sower, a faith person, Lord, I know what I'm meant to do, but it is just so hard. I wonder this day in Psalm 126, what caused these sowers to reactivate their sowing and continue to be activated. I wonder what caused them to carry what they had in their lives, maybe for some of them, all they had in their lives, go out and sow it in faith. I wonder if they carried that day more than just seed when they were going out. I wonder if in their spirits, in their hearts, if they carried things that really and caused them to step up and believe God. And it's some of these things that I think we can see in these seed sowers' spirits and hearts and minds that I want to unpack today. And I hope it would encourage you, remind you, reignite you to keep sowing, keep believing God, for God will do what He always says He will do. Number one, sowers carry testimony. Everyone say testimony. Sowers carry testimony. In Psalm 126, we read, "Restore our fortunes, Lord. Restore our fortunes." That says to me, God, you did it before. We had fortunes before. There was blessing before. There was breakthrough before. We've seen you do it before. Lord, do it again. God, you did it before and you can do it again. In Psalm 71, we read, "My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for the number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, amen. O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come." I want to remind you that God's done it before and He'll do it again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think of what He's done. Think of those incredible breakthroughs. Lord, you gave me fortune before. Restore my fortune now. God, you blessed me before. You can bless me again, and you will bless me again. God, I thank you for the incredible testimonies that you've given my life, Lord God, that I have things in my heart that I can tell others about, generations about, tell my emotions about, tell my soul about, tell the enemy about, tell my seed about. You've done it before. I've got testimony to tell and share and celebrate. Lord, I just think about what you've done in Phil Newman's life, that you saved me from my sin. God, that you healed me from all the sicknesses that I've faced over my life. Getting practical, God, I thank you that you miraculously gifted me $25,000 in 5 days to purchase our first home. Lord, I thank you that you put me in the best church in the world. God, I thank you that you surrounded me with legendary friends. God, I thank you that you partnered me with my stunning wife who still, for some reason, after all these years, she still likes me. God, I thank you that you gave me a miracle daughter in spite of infertility. God, I thank you. I've got so much to be thankful for. God, I've got so much to praise you for. I've got a testimony, and no matter what circumstance says, people say, emotions say, energy levels say, God, I thank you that I've got a testimony and no one can take that trophy away from me. Hey, after this seed series heading into November, as a church, we're going to have a thing called 3 weeks of Thanksgiving, where everyone, everywhere in our communities, including online, we're going to start to celebrate and share and declare the incredible testimonies, the stories. We've all, in spite of what you're facing now, we've all got things to be giving glory to God about and sharing our testimonies. Hey, if you forget or reject or cheapen what God's done, you will find it hard to carry seed. But these seed sowers, even with tears streaming down their face, they remembered what God had done. They remembered their testimony. And I think that day, as they carried their seed, they also carried their testimony, and it helped them take step after step after step as they sowed it. Set up memorials in your life. Talk about the testimonies. Remember the testimonies. Celebrate the testimonies. Brag about the testimonies. Make sure you carry those testimonies as you journey to sow. Number two, sowers carry promise. Sowers carry promise. These people in Psalm 126, they said, "Lord, restore our fortunes to us. Cause it to be like streams in the Negev." The Negev is a desert space, a desert place that literally means parched. You know, the word parched means dry, arid, dehydrated, baked, burned, scorched, seared, withered, dusty. I tell you, it's certainly not a nice tropical holiday destination. You know, and the Negev is a desert, and it's the oldest discovered surface on Earth. It is rocky. Its soil is maybe hilariously impervious because it gets such a small amount of rain each year that the soil is so impervious or impenetrable that even the small amount of rain that they receive can't actually get into the soil to help it grow anything. Its soils are known to be inferior, sandy, salty. This place is not just by name, but literal experience, parched. And it is of here that God's people talk about when they're carrying seed. It would seem lunacy to me if I needed some encouragement to carry my seed out when I was feeling heavy to actually talk about the arid place, the parched place, that rivers can happen there, until you remember that even in impossible circumstances, God can move. These people were so filled with promises, they carried out their seed, that they were talking about, even in the most parched place, Lord, you're going to cause streams to flow there. Even in the most dehydrated places, you're going to water there. Even in the most dusty, barren, impossible circumstances, Lord, I thank you that you're going to do something there. Hey, in your life, I want to encourage you, remind you, the Word of God, start to finish, is filled with promise. Promise for your family, promise for your health, promise for your mental health, promise for your ministry, promise for your finance, promise for your future, promise for your children, promise for your parents, promise for your partner, promise in each and every day of your life. Carry that promise with you. I think as these people were, had tears streaming down their face, and they carried out their last remaining seed to sow, they were focusing on the promise and the power and the possibility that they had in God. Let us always remember that God can do it all. He is a God that we serve who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever dare ask of, think of, dream of, imagine, pray for. We serve an incredible, abundant, breakthrough God. If you've got his seed, remember you've also got his promise. Number three, these sowers, I tell you, we can learn from them. Sowers carry relationship. Sowers carry relationship. They don't carry a sense of isolation. You are never meant to go through life alone. Let's read Psalm 126 and see the friendships and the family that we find there. When the Lord restored the fort, let's read this. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, look at this. We were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like the streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tear will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. These sowers didn't go out alone. It's been said, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. If you want to go fast, if you want a shortcut, if you want to rush, hey, go alone. But it'll be fast, it'll be short, and it won't go too far. But if you want to go far, make sure you carry people with you. Make sure you carry people in your hearts, the people that you are responsible to, and there are people you are responsible for, that you are called to be planted in a local family that looks after you, that you look after them, but that you're standing shoulder to shoulder. Let's be a generation. Let's be a church. Let's be people who aren't solo rogue agents doing our things, unsubmitted and independent, but people who are standing shoulder to shoulder, filled with the Spirit of God, connected to each other, with lots of us, them, and our, that we are carrying relationship in our spirit. Lastly, these sowers carry praise. Sowers carry praise. You know, in Psalm 126, we don't know how long the trip was. We don't know how many people there were. We don't know what the terrain was like, but we do know that the trip home was noisy. We do know that that trip home, that journey home, man, it was loud. They went out weeping, but they came home partying. The trip home was noisy. We read in Psalm 126, there were songs of joy. There were more songs of joy. There were tongues filled with laughter. I think to myself about Jericho, where God's people had a promise and they were told to march around that place and they had to keep their mouths shut. But the weapon that brought those impenetrable, impossible walls down, it's not a bazooka. It wasn't a tank. It wasn't a catapult. It was praise. I think these people were like God's people who, whenever they're imprisoned, whenever they're locked out, rise up in praise and start to shout and declare the goodness of God. This year, we gave each one of you our seed declarations. And I hope if you haven't got it or if you lost it, get it again. Ask someone to get on board with them. Seed declarations, they are praise. They are declarations because you fill your mouth with praise. You fill your mouth with the creative, innovative, life-giving declaration of heaven. I tell you, things start to change. You talk about, I'm a child of God. I have the favor of God and the favor of man. I'm blessed with every spiritual and physical blessing. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. All things are working for good on my life. I am prospering in spirit, soul, and body. I have divine appointments coming my way. I am bearing fruit and my fruit will remain. I declare, as for me and my house, will serve the Lord. And I declare my friends and family are coming to Jesus. I'll tell you, in some ways, so is a noisy. They fill their mouth with powerful, incredible praise. And I encourage you today, you might have tears streaming down your face as you're sowing. You might have fear in your heart when it comes to sowing. You might have a sense of dread or threat when it comes to sowing. None of that stopped these sowers. None of that stopped these sowers. And I would suggest that not only were they carrying seed as they went out, but they were carrying incredible things. They were carrying promise, they were carrying testimony, they were carrying relationship, and they were carrying praise. You know, all of this, our testimony, our promise, our relationship, and our praise, all of that is available to us because of Jesus. Before Jesus, all we had was shame. Before Jesus, we had a certain level of relationship, but nothing at the depth that is only found in the community of believers. Before Jesus, there certainly wasn't promise. Before Jesus, there was only a dead end. But because of Jesus, we can now carry something with our seed as we go out. If you don't know Jesus, He wants to forgive you of your sin. He wants to redeem your heart. He wants to give you an eternity in heaven. He wants to embrace you with all of your problems. He loves you and He's the very answer that you've been looking for. Let me pray for you. Lord, I thank you for those who need to give their hearts to Jesus afresh or return to Jesus. And I thank you that you are enough for them. I thank you that you would extend your grace to them, your spirit to them, your peace to them, and your love to them. And I thank you that this is a day of change for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. If you prayed that prayer, and I want to speak an incredible blessing over you and thank you for incredibly stepping up. And I tell you, your future will never be the same for us all. Let's be people who sow. Let's be people who carry testimony, carry promise, carry relationship, and carry praise with our seed. Remember, God wouldn't just give you a harvest to grow. He'll also give you supernatural seed to sow in Jesus' name. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resource. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.